There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
We're going to continue to talk tourism now. It is an opportunity because ATM is on. Dr. Karikoga Kaseki from the Zimbabwe Tourism Authority was with us. We now welcome Mrs. Seewarruthan, who is the Permanent Secretary at the Ministry of Tourism of Mauritius, joins us in the studio here for ATM is on. Nice to meet you.
Thank you for having us at your studio.
You're very welcome to join us. Mauritius, one of the top 10 countries to visit this year, the Lonely Planet's Best in Travel Guide says. Nice place to start. But what you've seen is a very positive response in terms of the Middle Eastern market in Mauritius, something like 33% up on last year. That's the figure for 2017 over 2016. So things are looking rosy, I guess, for you.
Yes. In fact, we were awarded the best in travel by Lonely Planet in 2018. And in Mauritius, we have been able to progress rather steadily. And in 2016 and 2015, we had double-digit growth from our traditional and other emerging markets. And we want this these figures to progress steadily. As regards the Middle East, we have increase in tourist arrivals. And what is also good is that the summer here, it coincides with our winter, and which is a very good period to travel. And in Mauritius, we want to promote Mauritius as a all year round destination. So these are the focus that we are putting ahead for.
I guess, you know, when you hear Mauritius, for us here in the region, it's not too far away on a flight. It's somewhere that's quite close by. Like you said, it ties in with the summer. So you look at the sort of likes of Maldives, Seychelles, Mauritius, they're often positioned together mm-hmm. as somewhere maybe that you might go on honeymoon. So that's sort of one side of what you do. How do you sort of set yourself apart then from the likes of Maldives and Seychelles? What do you say is different about coming to Mauritius?
Okay. In fact, all the island destinations, they have the core tourism products like sand, sea and sun. However, apart from these core tourism products, Mauritius has a lot more to offer. Mauritius is as such a multidimensional destination. We are firstly a melting pot of cultures. You can walk across some area and you can come across a mosque, a church, a temple, and a pagoda within the same precincts. And also, apart from the sea-based activities, we have also land-based activities. We have trails, tracks, we have golf courses, we have also national heritage sites. This makes us more a diverse destination than other places and other island destinations in the Indian Ocean.
So you could have the traditional sun, sea, sand, sunset type holiday, or you could have a more, I suppose, adventurous holiday, touring the sites.
By all means.
Okay. Yeah. What about for people who are looking for a more adventurous holiday? I don't know, mountain biking or climbing. Or is that something that we're going to see in Mauritius? That we see?
You have mountain hikes. You mm-hmm. have trails. You have, and in fact, we have many foreigners who come for these trails, which are promoted internationally, and we have international journalists who come and cover these events all year round.
I got a feeling I know what's coming next, by the way.
Well, no, I know the answer to the food question because I've been to Mauritius, so I have experience. And what I was going to say is my father is from Jamaica, and we go to Jamaica quite often. And when I came to Mauritius, that's the thing that struck me. It's very green, and there's a lot of nature there in a way that you might be surprised. You might just think it's beaches, but there's a lot of wildlife, and it's very green. And I think not a lot of people realise there is beyond the hotels and the resorts on the beaches.
So we would want more tourists to go out from the hotel precincts and live and experience the daily life of the citizens, whereby they can have an aperçu of how life is in Mauritius and the interland and other different activities that we have. We have other parks, bird parks, and other adventure parks.
Do you think some people might think though Mauritius is just somewhere for rich people, or if you're celebrating a very special occasion, do you think you might look at some more affordable options for people too? Because it can be seen as quite an expensive destination.
As a matter of fact, Mauritius is promoted as a high-end destination, but there is a myth that we are an expensive destination because we have also a wide range of accommodation ranging from five-star hotels to three-star and also to other types of licensed tourist residences, which are even self-catering apartments. So we do have a wide choice.
Here's a text in from Dr. Carthy. Dr. Carthy is one of our friendly local dentists. He texts in very regularly. He says, Mauritius is such a beautiful place. I lived there for 3 years. This should make you smile. I miss their dal puri.
The dal puri.
There you go. And Mauritian biryani and roti. So that's recommendation enough, because there's a man who lived there for 3 years. One thing we did want to ask, you have some very, very nice resorts. They run on enormous amounts of power and water for a small nation, of course. So I suppose one of the sides from that, if you want to attract people, is to attract people that are interested in ethical tourism, green tourism. What are you doing in that regard to attract perhaps a different kind of traveller?
In fact, the policy of government is to enhance sustainable tourism, and the resorts, they have embarked on energy saving mechanisms.
Right.
They recycle their water for irrigation. They have well-defined waste management systems, and these programs are a requirement by law. But also, many of our hotels have embarked on sustainable, on green initiatives like Earth Check. So we do have embarked on sustainable tourism initiatives.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mrs. Siruthan is the Permanent Secretary at the Ministry of Tourism from Mauritius here in Dubai at the Arabian Travel Market. It's been good to talk to you. Thank you for coming in.
Can I add a word?
Please do.
Mauritius is hosting an international conference on digitalization and sustainable tourism, which is going to be held on 23rd and 24th May next.
Okay.
So we would like to invite all tourism stakeholders to register on our website, which is www.tourismconference.mu, and would like to have as much debate on this subject as possible. And we would like to invite many Emiratis to come to visit our destination and experience our legendary hospitality.
All right, then.
Thank you very much.
Siruthan, very nice to meet you. Thank you for coming in.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.